And just like that, we are into Aries season. Even if you're not into astrology, it's always good to know about the seasons. So what you call month, I call a season. Even if you're astro curious, it's still good to know about the seasons, because it generally denotes and dictates the vibe for the next 4 weeks, which is always good to know and have a brief idea about what may or may not come up for you. Aries season is always newness. In evolutionary astrology, it is the baby of the zodiac. As we move through the zodiac, Aries is the beginning, as it's the start of the astrological new year, and Pisces is the elder. And we've just come through Pisces season, and that Pisces season is mutable water, and it was super emotional in places, it was turbulent in places, it was almost violent in places. However, energy should have been moved. It should have been moved, and sometimes you just have to let that move through you. But then now we have newness, and newness is good. And this Aries energy is probably one of the most favorable energies that we've had since the pandemic. Yeah, like 3 years later, here we are. And this energy is, it's all about moving forward. You know, and it's all about just not giving in to fear and getting on with it, really. Aries season is all I am this, you know, I am great, if you know an Aries. And don't come for me, Aries, because it's all good, we all love you. But it is all about identity. It's about how you show up in the world. So because we're in the first house, which is also identity, we're going to get like a double whammy of the collective. Here I am. This is what I do. This is what I do now. And I'm a brand new me. And there's nothing wrong with being a brand new me, because sometimes those newer versions are improved models on the old version. And that is just evolution, isn't it? Really, in itself. But also what you should know is that Aries is ruled by Mars. And Mars is one of those planets, it kind of sits with Pluto and the death and destruction, and will disseminate. Yeah, will literally just wipe you out. And while obliteration might seem dramatic, sometimes it's necessary. It's necessary to be utterly and absolutely obliterated so you can start again. And this is the energy that we've got, and Mars does that. But Mars is also super reactive, and this energy, we're gonna want to get going with it, but we're also gonna just have to rein it in just a little bit. And that's not a bad thing, because this energy genuinely has the potential. If you want to turn your life around in the next year, you can literally do that with this energy. But there are some caveats with that. There's always a caveat with astrology, but there's a caveat with that. And you know, we can talk about manifesting as much as we want, and I think whatever it takes for you to mentally prepare yourself and put into boxes and actually have a think about what it is that you want. Manifestation is such a powerful tool, but this energy is not going to be favorable for manifestation, and here is why. Mars is the energy of action and doing, and also course correcting. Like, if you're not doing what you should be in life, Mars is going to come and course correct you and put you on the right path. I think we can all be guilty of doing the minimum when it comes to manifestation. You know, there's that daydreaming. We've just had Pisces season, which is ruled by Neptune, and it's all daydreaming, and I wish, and it's fantasy. But now's the time to actually work to do it, and it's not going to land in your lap, and here is why. Venus has moved into Taurus, and she is in her home sign, and in my opinion, not just being a Venus Taurus placement, but it's actually one of the best times to create sustainability, create security, create structure. There's a lot of S's in there. And genuinely to create the life that you want. However, it requires a rejig of your values. And this is why values are so important, and why you won't just be able to sit and manifest this new life, money, possessions, holiday, whatever that looks like for you, is because if your value systems are not aligned, there is absolutely no way on this earth that you will be able to do that. When we create value systems, it's actually creating that blueprint for what it is that you want, what's a non-negotiable, what's negotiable. And Aries is, the downside of Aries, isn't there a downside? Aries will say no, but the downside of Aries season is, and any Aries placement, if it's a transit, is that it's a really selfish energy. I don't think being selfish is bad, to be honest, but I think it's how you wield the selfishness sword, you know. And this Aries energy is going to allow people to really hone in on, I love you, but I love me more. And that's the kind of selfishness that we should all hopefully move forward with. And it's not a people-pleasing energy, it's Aries. No, it is me, myself, and I. But again, when done with leading with intention and compassion, it has the ability to help you move forward in a really good, positive way. But you're going to have to earn it, because Venus in Taurus makes for it to be so. Because Venus rules love, relationships, beauty. Taurus rules money, self-worth, and material possessions. What we want, what we need, basic needs, emotional regulation. It rules all the good stuff that makes us who we are, so we can then go out into Aries season and be like, I am this and I require this. And knowing what you require is part of your identity, really. That's probably going to come through with this new energy in Aries that you're going to go out and earn. Mars and Taurus and Venus is all wrapped up in there. For example, I value consistency, I value transparency, I value honesty. And while you might think that these are the bare minimum, trust me, they are not for some people. And yo, that's all good, but not over here. So my values are, you can literally only reach me if you embody all of those qualities, because quite honestly, that's the only frequency and vibration that I've got. So just naturally, people who don't embody those qualities, i.e. my values, are going to fall by the wayside. And that is my Aries being selfish, because I don't have time for it. I'm pretty sure you don't have time for it. And really, it's like, you know, it's asking that question, isn't it? It's like, does this align with my new life? And normally the answer will be no. And if it's no, it's got to go. That is Aries. That's the selfishness sword. But that's like the positive selfishness sword. This is really, really the difference between manifesting it and earning it. You know, Venus is going to make you earn it. Taurus is going to make you earn it. Slow and steady wins the race. But if you don't value it, how can you have it? I don't know what you value or what you don't value, and that's then for you to come up with. But this energy is so favourable of just shifting, like the last few years of stagnancy of being stagnant. Here's the lowdown on why next week has this energy that we can all move forward with, is because we have so many planets in transit within Aries in a short period of time. So we have the Sun in Aries, which is our outward expression. It's who we are, it's who we're trying to be, it's who, and the qualities that we're trying to embody. You know, I want to be more like this, for example. Like, I want to be healthier. Well, okay, that's great, but what are you going to do to get there? Go out and earn it. We have Mercury in Aries, and it's like, okay, great, we're going to then go out and express that, we're going to go out and communicate that to everybody. We have Jupiter in Aries, which is just full-on expansion. It's like pressing a button and rocketing to the moon. It's epic. We've got the Moon, which is going to allow for that, I am this authentically, your truest version and your most authentic version in Aries. And then we've got the MC, which is your highest vibration. It'd be like your Instagram persona. And all of this is happening in the ninth house. This is like so expansive. It's the house of higher learnings, education, university, international travel. Yeah, it's good. It's good energy. So yeah, get out there, go and earn it, use this energy. It's all good. What does it mean when a planet goes into retrograde? Quite simply put, it is a regressive energy rather than a progressive energy. Retrogrades are periods of time when the planet appears to move backwards in its orbit from our point of view here on Earth. While no planet actually moves backward in the sky, it's an optical illusion, but we do notice the effects within our personal lives and on a global scale during these retrograde periods. Every planet retrogrades, whether it's for a few weeks, whether it's for a few months, and normally at some point during the year, the retrogrades are happening for around about 6 months of the year. And depending on which planet and which area of life this may affect for you, it will have different outcomes. The sun and the moon do not retrograde because they are what we call luminaries, not planets. And retrogrades are nothing to worry about, but they can cause a little bit of chaos. But on the whole, they are invitations to dig deeper into parts of your life that may be undergoing some structural change. This is always a good time to go back and dig deeper on the themes that might be coming up for you. On the whole, it is a good time to revisit, realign, reevaluate, and reinvent yourself. And in the words of William Churchill and recently Arnold Schwarzenegger, never let a good crisis go to waste. But what if we tend to look at retrogrades as something different, where it brings up our triggers? And triggers are never a bad thing, there's always gold. While it doesn't feel nice, maybe if we switch the language from triggers to glimmers, where there are those moments of hope where everything is happening for us and not to us.